Brethren in Christ, for this morning I would like to talk about the use of binary language. Yeah. You know, binary language, they use the pair like the opposite, a pair of the tools, opposite to each other. Yeah. And you know, in our contemporary times, the people, and especially the culture or in college education, they do not encourage or even they are not allowed the student, the people to use binary language. They want to use the inclusive, they call inclusive language. Because inclusive language, to express all, we are all the same, on the same boat. We are not different from each other. And they prefer to use the plural pronoun and the single pronouns. And that chance even is used to reinterpret the scriptures, the Bible. You know, the Holy Scriptures is read during Mass in Latin, so no one can change the meaning of the words. But it is for the purpose of reference or study. The Holy Scripture is interpreted into vernaculars in different language. For example, in English, So for those who want to use the English version of the Bibles, you can use like a Douay James version. That's the most accurate and faithful interpretation to the Latin version. But in here, in the United States, the Vatican II Church, they use the New American Bible version. So the language in there is totally different. It changed everything. They changed all the single pronoun. For example, from the first chapter of the book of Genesis, they changed the single pronoun, man and woman, him and her, into they or into them. So all the changes use the plural pronouns instead of single pronouns. Not even so, it changed the meaning of the word of God. It's no longer accurate. And also even in the Vatican II Church, but in the one secular one, they also the same. They use inclusive language. So they don't want to say a specific what is right, what is wrong. And never. Inclusive, all included. No one is excluded. But you know, the inclusive language is not appropriate to use to in the religious education or to express our faith. And you see in the scriptures, instead they use very like the binary language. It's very very popular. In the Bible we see talk about light and darkness, children of light and children of darkness, children of the world and children of the kingdom of God. What is right and what is wrong? The narrow road and the wide ones. And even today, you see in the epistle Saint Paul to the Galatians, he contrasts the fruit of the flesh with that of the spirit. The binary language. It's contrary to each other, and also in today's gospel, Jesus Christ also say using like a binary language. You cannot serve both God and mammon. Different. So it is easy, very easy for us to know what is right, what is wrong, so that we can choose. We want to between one of the two. And there's no a middle way in between. There's no middle way between God and mammon. No. And then no middle way is between Jesus Christ and the world also. There's no middle way between the heaven and hell. No, yeah. Either we're going to go to heaven or go to hell. Yeah. No middle way. Yeah. No neutral place. Yeah. So that a thing to convey the truth, especially the saving truth, the divine truth. Yeah. So God used very, very simple and very clear language to convey his will and his intention to us. Almost there's no like a hidden meanings in the words of the Bible and the teaching of the church also, no hidden meanings here. It's very, very clear. So it's different. One thing like also in the Vatican II Church in here, most very very current and recently, a priest like he's a general secretary of the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops. Yeah. So he's very in a high position, but he was exposed like a. The use of, he commits the sin of homosexuality. Yeah. So when everything about his life was exposed to the public, so he has to resign from his office. Yeah. And the next day, the U.S. conference, the USCCB, they issue a statement saying that father, that priest, has resigned from the office due to misconduct. Yeah. It's very inclusive language, you see, misconduct. What is misconduct here? It can be a lot of things here. That's the inclusive language here, we see. Yeah. And everything here, they don't say clearly and what it is here. But in general meanings, yeah. So that is the parts of our cultures now. Yeah. They don't want to say something clearly. Yeah, yeah. They say they use even something ambiguous language. Yeah. And even with the pandemic, COVID also, they use a lot of information and things and language, but not express and tell the whole truth here. Just tell parts of the truth here, not the whole truth here. So it's to manipulate and to deceive the people, yeah. And to let because the people don't know how to act rightly, yeah. That's the thing, yeah. And so from this, yeah, for sure in our church and our parish, as we are the parents in the families and the teachers in the school, so we should use very very clear language in the education of our young students and children also. We should not say anything like with the hidden meanings. Nobody knows what we really means. I don't know what he means here. Two generals here. So be clear, educants like Jesus Christ and St. Paul, always clear as much as possible, so that the people, and especially the young children, they know exactly what is right and what is wrong, what is permissible and what is not permissible. That's the thing. So in practice, we should be clear, for sure, in the education of our children, and also in daily conversation. Sometimes the people coming to us seeking an advice or consultation before they are doing something. So we should be clear again in telling and in sharing our experience and even our conviction and our faith also, so that to help the people, and they will decide for themselves. We don't have to be responsible for their faults. Yeah. For if they did something wrong, we don't have to be responsible like a corporation, indirectly a corporation in their sins also. And also more practicals in cyber world, yeah, in cyber world, yeah, like internet. There's a lot of like social media account. Yeah, a person can own the multiple social accounts. Yeah, and they use nicknames. For their account, and also anonymous. Yeah, keep themselves anonymous, so nobody knows who they are. Yeah. So with that, they can say whatever they want, even something like ridiculous. Yeah. Even the thing they cannot say with their real name, yeah, with their real person, but they can say with their fake names and anonymous. Yeah, yeah. So always and every time we should be clear. Yeah, should be clear in sharings and talkings. And especially sharing our Catholic faith to the people. We don't want to make or to let any people like misunderstand us. Yeah. And even the worst thing, because of our conversation, they can do something wrong. Yeah. So that's not the way our Catholics should do. Yeah. So try to imitate Saint Paul and Jesus Christ. Be clear, everyone, when in talking and in education our children also. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Ghost. In the name of the Father and of the Son, Holy Ghost. Amen.